Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jay Stu. I'm here at Fan Expo. I'm here with Sarah and Hunter.
Hello.
Hi.
We're lucky enough to be standing here with a great YouTube producer named ALB. How's it going?
It's going really well. How are you?
Not too bad. And the name of your show is ALB in Wonderland?
Yeah, I actually have two channels. The first one is ALB in Wonderland, and on that channel I do like all sorts of fashion and lifestyle and everything. And then on my second channel, it's ALB in Whisperland, and I actually make sleep meditation videos
on that.
So, yeah, it's fun. It's very
fun. I actually had a chance to check out some of your stuff. The Walking Dead reviews were awesome.
Those are very fun to make, I must say.
Yeah, you seem like you're having a good time.
People like to watch me scream. I don't know. Like, scream at zombies.
Oh, everyone loves that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm notorious for having really big reactions to stuff, so I think that's what makes it fun.
Oh, that's awesome, actually. Now, you're also an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your favorite subject to draw?
As a subject, it's hard to say. I most of my stuff that I have the most fun doing is horror, actually, which people would not think looking at me or looking at any of the other things that I like or make. I don't usually bring that kind of stuff to cons either, because people come to my table expecting a certain sort of cute stuff, and I do love making cute stuff too, but I really like horror, especially like body horror. I really like drawing that. It's weirdly fascinating and fun.
Okay. Any rituals when you draw? Do you like music or TV in the background?
It depends on my mood, actually. I tend to marathon shows, and I tend to marathon the same shows over and over again. Almost like it's I have a thing, like every summer I watch all of Friends, and every fall I watch all of The Office. But usually music with words, so I can sing along. Yeah.
Well, now I just got to ask, since I'm a fellow Friends fan, what's your favorite episode?
Definitely the Thanksgiving episode where all of them are late and they have their heads sticking out the door and Monica is like mad at them. That's my favorite episode.
My favorite one is the one where they're having the two parties at the same time.
That's a good one. For Rachel's parents. Yeah. I mean, when you look back at that show, sometimes rewatching it, you're like, you feel bad for all the other people who come into their lives because eventually they just get like shut out or like, I feel bad for anyone that like Ross ever dates and brings around because Rachel makes it so awkward. She's like, did you know we used to date? And it's just like, Rachel, you're not a normal, like, don't be like this. It's embarrassing. Anytime the friends have another friend, the friend, like, they're just terrible to them. The show should be called We're Bad Friends.
It should, actually,
like,
yeah.
Anyway. I realize it's not real life, but sometimes I get frustrated watching.
That's fine. Now, when you're setting out to do one of, well, first of all, what was the origin of the YouTube channel? When did you start doing it? And
I started doing it as a teenager, actually, just for fun. Like, this was a point in time where you couldn't make any money doing this. So I was just, like, making stuff for the sake of making it. And after a couple years of just messing around, not really, like, taking it seriously, I had a video go viral. I did a video called Shit Tumblr Girls Say.
Okay.
And it went pretty viral, and after that I was like, oh, maybe I should actually take this seriously. And you know, now I'm fortunate enough to be able to do it as part of my job and make some money from it, which enables me to keep doing it. So I'm really fortunate and grateful for that. It's fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And how do you determine what you want to talk about on your shows?
It's never a thought process. It's just like, if I want to do it, I do it. And I'm really lucky that my followers are pretty supportive of, if I want to make it, they're just like, I'm glad you're making stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you, an artist friend of ours, Danielle, is not here today, but she does like to ask, do you remember what the first drawing you ever did was?
No, because I've been drawing since I could, like, hold a pen, to be honest with you. My older sister, she's 12 years older than me, and she, like, is a fine artist as well. She's like, but she's very different. She does like traditional realism paintings and stuff. So she was always like a big influence in my life. So as soon as I showed any aptitude for being in art, my parents were extremely supportive and like, were like, we're going to put you in whatever class you want. We're going to get you,
cool.
You know, it was really, really great because, you know, I grew up like we really didn't have a lot at the time, but like if I needed pens or something, my dad would do anything he could to get it for me.
Okay.
And, So I was always super encouraged to do art. So I can't say what my first drawing is because, like, I must have been, like, you know, one or two.
Okay.
I've never not been drawing.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And what other types of things do you geek out about?
Oh, my God. Right now, I'm obsessed with Steven Universe. It's,
So is my daughter over here and this lady here, too.
Yeah. It's the best show on TV right now. And it's hilarious because it's a quote-unquote kids show, but it has made me go through so many emotions in a way that, like, adult shows fail to over and over again. And it definitely puts me in touch with, like, a very simple, childlike version of myself that's just so... It's just very basic plots about friendship and how to interact with other people and deal with anxiety. But the meaning overall is so real and so strong that it touches you. And I also, on like a less emotional and serious note, I really like Stranger Things.
Okay.
Right now, I'm really obsessed with Stranger Things. Other things that I get really excited about: Star Trek TNG, Sailor Moon, of course. Great British Bake Off. I'm obsessed with this show. It's so good. I tell everybody. It's okay. Like if reality shows were nice and kind and made you feel good. Because they're like, it's not like American reality shows where they're cruel and they try to get you to have an emotional reaction and cry. They're like, they want you to do well and be happy. And it's so heartfelt to watch. Oh, my gosh. I mostly watch shows that make me feel good because, like, I don't usually watch other than Walking Dead, which obviously is a very emotionally sad and, like, scary show to watch. I don't really watch other dramas. I just like to put stuff on that's simple and makes my heart feel good.
Are you scared to see the premiere this year to see who Negan got?
No, because I already know that my favorite character is probably going to die because Carol has taken 3 bullets at this point. Or is it 4? I can't remember.
Something like that, yeah.
Things are already not looking good. So I'm kind of like, I'm almost checked out about it. I'm like, Carol's not looking good. If Michonne gets hurt, I'll just quit the show. And I'm not even joking. Because Carol and Michonne are the only characters that I care about.
Yeah.
And if anything happens to them, I don't really have a reason to keep watching.
Okay.
So I am nervous, but the show is going to do what it's going to do. So, like, you know,
good
whatever.
Answer. Where on social media can people go to check you out?
Basically everywhere. I'm ALB in Wonderland on almost everything. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, ALB in Whisperland on YouTube as well. And, yeah, it's pretty much all cohesive. My Twitter has all the links to everything.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I can't thank you enough for doing the interview, and I seriously hope you have a great rest of the con.
Thank you so much. I've had such a good weekend. I'm so grateful for it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.